This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Five bystanders were injured early Sunday as Denver police opened fire on a man holding a gun in Lodo. Crowds were leaving the area when a 21-year-old man pointed a gun at officers, prompting them to shoot. Police say the five bystanders might have been hit by stray bullet pieces. The victims and suspect are expected to survive. Low-income and rural students enrolled in behavioral health programs at five Colorado universities could have their tuition covered by the state. KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
The $5 million Behavioral Health Incentive Program aims to not only save students money, but also mitigate the state's mental health crisis. Each participating institution has programs where the money can be used. Examples include a Master of Social Work at UCCS and a professional certification in Addiction Studies at Colorado Mesa University. Funding comes from the American Rescue Plan Act. The program offers full-ride, multi-year tuition. It's expected to serve some 400 students in the next 2 years. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Dr. John Samet, a key state leader during the pandemic, is stepping down as dean of the Colorado School of Public Health. He's been in the post 5 years. His team helped train contact tracers, run vaccine clinics, and did COVID-19 modeling.
The modeling work was figuring in decision-making and sometimes real-time basis. It brings a sense of responsibility. This is what public health is about. It's about providing evidence to make the right decision.
Samet will now go back to his normal academic duties as a faculty member at the school. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.